From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, the Arizona Diamondbacks and Tunsil alum Joe Manaply are World Series bound as they beat the Phillies in Game 7 4-2 last night. Manaply pitched two-thirds of an inning in relief in the win. Manaply spoke to us recently about the faith the Diamondbacks have shown in him.
I think a lot of it is just the confidence that they've showed in me. There's been some spots and times throughout the last few years where I haven't really been very good. And this year in particular, coming off injury, I was struggling. But for them to stick with me and keep me a part of this organization, I think that shows the confidence that, you know, they have in me, and, you know, and knowing that your organization kind of has your back and they believe in you, that gives you a lot of confidence as a player.
The Diamondbacks will take on the Rangers in the World Series starting on Friday. The VHSL released their latest high school football playoff rankings yesterday, and three local teams are currently in the playoff field, while another is right on the cut line. Gretna is ranked second in Region 2C, with Chatham ranked fifth and Dan River ranked eighth. In Region 4D, GW is currently tied for the eighth spot, with Orange County, the top eight teams in each region at the end of the season, will make the playoffs. The Liberty football team improved to 8-0 last night as they beat Western Kentucky 42-29. The win clinches the Flames a first-ever berth in the Conference USA championship game. Opening night of the NBA last night saw the reigning NBA champion Denver Nuggets pick up where they left off as they beat the Lakers 119-107. Nikola Jokic opened the season with a triple-double as he recorded 29 points, 13 rebounds, and 11 assists. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.